USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Recovery efforts are underway, but we still don't know what was shot down over the weekend.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we do know what they aren't.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby joined Jean-Pierre at a press briefing.
We are laser focused on confirming their nature and purpose, including through intensive efforts to collect debris.
Kirby said the objects shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron were flying much lower. I'm John Schaefer.
A significant portion of the payload from that Chinese spy balloon that was shot down earlier this month is being recovered now. That's according to a U.S. official who on Monday noted that a crane lifted the equipment from waters off South Carolina. The payload measured as much as 30 feet long and included all of the craft's tech gear and antennas. The death toll from the devastating earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria is now more than 35,000. The Syria Civil Defense Volunteer Organization called the White Helmets has ended rescue operations in the rebel-controlled northwest region of the country. Correspondent Matt Bradley.
There's no longer crowds of people walking around. There's no longer hard-hatted rescuers on top of piles like this one looking for people who are alive. Instead, we're just seeing earth movers and diggers looking like they're clearing this area.
An Israeli search and rescue group has left Turkey due to what's described as a significant security threat. Americans expect income growth to slow and inflation to stay high. That's according to the Federal Reserve's latest survey of consumer expectations. The survey found Americans believe inflation over the next year will hold steady at 5% and might drop to about 2.5% in the next 3 years. Respondents in the survey also felt quite a bit more pessimistic about the rate of income growth over the coming years. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Teenage girls are experiencing what's being described as an overwhelming wave of violence and trauma.
Dramatic increases in experiences of violence and poor mental health and suicide risk.
That's the CDC's Dr. Deborah Hoary. Sexual attacks and other trauma are leading to this uptick. A CDC survey says about 3 in 5 teen girls say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will lead a congressional delegation to the southern border in Arizona. He's bringing a group of first-term Republican lawmakers to the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, and they'll receive an aerial tour from Customs and Border Protection. Super Bowl 57 in Arizona was the first time the big game was played in a state with legalized sports betting. A year from now, the game happens in a place with sports betting and a lot more.
Las Vegas is, as they say at the NFL draft, on the clock. And when it comes to hosting big events,
we know how to do it in Las Vegas.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has every confidence in Vegas.
Understanding how we want to present the NFL in that community, but more importantly, how to do it Las Vegas style.
Until 5 years ago, the league banned Las Vegas from even advertising during a Super Bowl. Today, 33 states have legalized sports betting, and the league has numerous deals in Las Vegas. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.